奉主耶稣圣名，我们继续以一个欢喜感谢的心啊，来学习真言。
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we begin and continue to learn the book of Proverbs with the heart of peace and joy.
好，那我们我所选择的真言的第一个主题是敬畏神。
The first topic that I chose to study in the book of Proverbs is fear of God.
我们常常会把敬畏神这句话挂在我们的挂在我们的谈话当中。
We often mention the phrase the fear of God in our normal conversation.
那所以我们就要去思想一下这个敬畏神它的意义是什么，它应该它的内容是什么。
And we need to really look deeper into the true meaning of the fear of God.
在生活当中有很多的项目常常挂在我们的嘴巴中，但是我们并没有很仔细的 去思考。
There are a lot of things that we say with our mouth, but we don't actually spend the time to think about the true meaning of it.
所以有时候它就变成是一个一个口号或者是一个这个很形式化的。
A lot of times it just becomes a slogan or just formality.
所以敬畏神应该包括着对神的那一种尊敬跟敬拜。
But the fear of God actually means that we honor God and worship Him.
那我们就可以进一步的来想，那到底什么叫做尊敬神？
We can take one step further to ponder upon what does it mean to honor God.
那我们每个安息日，我们来聚会，这个就是敬拜神吗？
When we come to church to observe the Sabbath day, is that considered worshiping God?
只有说安息日来了，在神眼中来看，我们就是一个敬拜神的人吗？
So if you are a Sabbath worshiper, does that automatically mean that you are a person who worship God?
一个敬畏神的人，他当然也会来侍奉神。
A person who fear God will automatically serve God too.
今天有时候有些人为我们做一些事情。
Sometimes people would do something for us.
照理说我们应该感谢 这些人。
We should be very thankful of them.
但是有时候我们也会说，请你不用继续再这样替我做这些事。
But sometimes we would tell them to stop doing things for us.
因为我们并不欣赏，并不接受他们的这样的付出。
Because we do not accept or appreciate what they're doing for us.
所以对神，我们也应该要有这样的思，要有这样的思考。
So we should also think in the same line when serving God.
有时候我们做的好像很高兴、很喜乐，但是问题，神有没有接纳？
Sometimes we do a lot of things to serve God, but have we ever thought about whether God is really pleased with it and accept our service?
那敬畏神当然也包含着意义，就是顺服神。
To fear God or worship God also includes to submit to God.
那所以这个顺服神也是有很多可以我们去思考的。
Obedience to God is something we can really think more deeply about.
这所谓的顺服神不是我们来定义，是神怎么看。
That's not something we can find the meaning of it ourselves, but we have to really see how God thinks of it.
那敬畏神当然也它的意义之一就是相信神，依靠神。
And the fear of God also means to trust in God.
那我们常常把相信跟依靠是放在一起。
We often equate believing in God as trusting God.
那这个应该是对神对神的等于是他是相信神依靠神，这应该是一体的两面。
Actually, believing in God and trusting in God are two sides of the same coin.
照说相信神的话，应该就会依靠神。
Supposedly, if you do believe in God, then you will trust in God too.
但是有时候我们人真的是非常的矛盾的，我们相信神，但是实际上我们不一定100%的依靠神。
However, we are often ambivalent. We might believe in God, but we don't always trust in God.
所以这也就成为我们信仰当中的一个挣扎。
That often becomes a struggle in our walk of faith.
好，那我们接下来来看，那这个敬畏神，它应该会有怎样的表现？
Next, let us look at the manifestation of fearing God.
这个敬畏神应该不是只是挂在嘴巴上，或者只是一种观念。
Fearing God is not just a lip service or a concept.
它应该是很具体的，可以表现在生活当中，我们自己知道，别人也可以看得见。
It is something that people could see us doing, and also we could see ourselves doing.
我们请看箴言第八章。
Let us turn to Proverbs chapter 8.
箴言8章13节。
Chapter 8, verse 13.
敬畏主在乎恨恶邪恶，那骄傲狂妄并恶道以及乖谬的口，都是我所恨恶的。
The fear of the Lord is to hate evil. Pride and arrogance and the evil way and the perverse mouth I hate.
好，那这里这个经节就讲到敬畏神的人，他就会恨恶邪恶。
This verse tells us that if we fear God, then we naturally would hate evil.
好，那下半句话应该就是来讲到什么是邪恶。
The second part of the couplet describes what is evil.
那这里有讲到骄傲或者这个狂妄。
Here it tells us that evil includes pride and arrogance.
那我们要做一个真正敬畏神的人。
If we want to be a person who truly fear God,
那我们就要思考，我们不应该骄傲狂妄，所以我们应该如何来避免。
If we want to really truly fear God, then we need to avoid being prideful and having arrogance in our way.
So we have to prevent it.
So in what situations do we fall into pride and arrogance in our speech and action?
我们请参考历代志下26章。
Let's turn to 2 Chronicles 26.
历代志下26章16节。
2 Chronicles 26, verse 16.
16节，乌西亚王既强盛，就心高气傲，以致行事邪僻，干犯主他的神。进主的殿，要在香坛上烧香。
2 Chronicles chapter 26, verse 16. But when he was strong, his heart was lifted up to his destruction, for he transgressed against the Lord his God by entering the temple of the Lord to burn incense on the altar of incense.
这里在讲到犹大王乌西亚，当他强盛的时候呢，他就骄傲，讲话就狂妄。
This passage describes King Uzziah from Judah, how his heart became lifted up because his country was strong.
在我们的努力以及神的祝福之下，有时候我们的生活也会非常的顺利，相当的成功。
So sometimes when God blesses us, then our lives will be very successful and smooth.
虽然我们很成功，我们还是要敬畏神。
Even though our lives might be successful, we still need to fear God.
表面上我们参加教会许许多多的聚会跟活动。
On the surface, we might be attending a lot of church seminars and events.
是的，这是敬畏神的表现。
Yes, that is part of the manifestation of fearing God.
但是参加聚会、参加活动、教会的活动，这不代表敬畏神的全部。
But just by attending services and church activities is not the complete picture of fearing God.
所以很成功的时候，我们要问自己，我的言语、我的行为是不是在神眼中是骄傲的、是狂妄的？
So when we're successful in our lives, we need to ask ourselves, are our thoughts, words, and actions actually arrogant and prideful in the eyes of God?
会让人骄傲、狂妄，应该不是只有这个原因。
The things that would cause us to be prideful in our heart is not just because we're successful.
所以我们就要好好的去思考一下。
So we need to spend some time and effort to think about what would cause us to be prideful.
好，一个敬畏神的人呢，他不会去走这个所谓的恶道。
A person who fears God will not walk in the path of evil.
我们参考一下列王记上十六章。
Let us turn to 1 Kings chapter 16.
列王记上十六章三十节。
1 Kings 16 verse 30.
三十节，暗利的儿子亚哈行主眼中看为恶的事，比他以前的列王更甚。
Now Ahab the son of Omri did evil in the sight of the Lord more than all who were before him.
三十一，犯了尼巴的儿子耶罗波安所犯的罪，他还以为轻，又娶了西顿王何巴的女儿耶洗别为妻，去侍奉敬拜巴利。
31, and it came to pass as though it had been a trivial thing for him to walk in the sins of Jeroboam the son of Nebat, but he took as wife Jezebel the daughter of Ethbaal the king of Sidonians, and he went and served Baal and worshiped him.
32, 在撒玛利亚建造巴利的庙，在庙里为巴利筑坛。
Then he set up an altar for Baal in the temple of Baal, which he had built in Samaria.
当我们想到这个恶，我们常常会认为，会想到说，这个错误的、不好的行为。
When we think about the word evil, we think about deeds that are wrong.
但是我们是基督徒，我们敬畏神，我们也要常常把事情跟我们的信仰要连接在一起。
But as Christians, we need to actually link our faith to our actions and deeds.
亚哈是国王，所以他应该是也很努力的在保护 老百姓，在保护国家。
King Ahab was the king in his country, so he tried his best to protect his nation and people.
所以他为了国家，他也曾经发动战争。
Because of his country, he also had a battle against other regions.
发动战争的原因可能是要这个可能是要对抗敌这个敌人。
He initiated a war so that he can resist against his enemies.
在发动战争可能是为了要保护国家，保护百姓。
And his intention was to protect his country and his people.
如果从这样的层面来看，那亚哈他并不是所谓行恶的。
So if you look at this at this perspective, then he is not a person who does evil.
但是从我们刚才所读的经节呢，神看亚哈他走的是恶道。
But from this passage we just read, Ahab actually did evil in the sight of the Lord.
他所做的事情是在信仰上、灵性上伤害了他的百姓。
The things that he did actually hurt his people and nation, spiritually speaking.
所以一个人他可能对人很有爱心，常常很愿意帮助人。
So it might be true that a person is so loving and willing to help others.
啊，但是在神的眼中，可能看他不是敬畏神的，他是在走恶道。
But in the eyes of God, this person might be walking in the evil way because he's not actually helping people.
啊，如果他在信仰上，他啊，他伤害了弟兄姐妹的这个属灵的生命，那么在神眼中，他就是邪恶的。
Because in the eyes of God, this person is harming the spiritual life of brothers and sisters. Then he's.
所以我们要常常把信仰看成是把信仰看成是最重要的。
So we need to really deem our faith as the most important in this life.
我们发热心，这是好事。
It is good that we're zealous.
但是我们的发热心是带来正面的造就，还是会伤害到别人？
But we have to think about, does our zeal bring aboutthe edification of a people's spiritual life or actually harm?
如果我们要做一个敬畏神的人，这个是我们要好好需要考虑的。
If we want to be someone who fears God, then we need to really think about this in a deeper way.
一个敬畏神的人，他不能够这个行神看为是邪恶的事情。
A person who fears God will not do something that is evil in the eyes of God.
好，刚才所读的经节又提到说，神是恨恶那个乖谬的口。
Earlier we read in the verse that God hates perverse mouth.
那他的意思就是故意的去作对，甚至作对毁谤对方。
That means a person intentionally speak something to hurt another person.
那所讲出来的并不是正确的常常包括着错误的信息在里头。
A lot of times the things that the person speak are not complete truth, and sometimes it might have false information.
比如说米利暗跟亚伦他们就曾经毁谤摩西。
For example, Miriam and Aaron, they once had spoken badly of Moses.
这两个人绝对是认识神、敬拜神的。
Now, these two people, actually, we know they fear God.
但是在神的眼中，敬畏神这件事情，神认为他们是不及格的。
But in the eyes of God, they fail in the way they fear God.
因为他们有乖谬的口，因为他们刻意的去毁谤摩西。
Because they have perverse mouth and they slander Moses intentionally.
所以不要以为说我只是言语上的的冒犯。
So don't think that I was just speaking unintentionally.
在肢体上我并没有去伤害别人。
And I just spoke some words to that person. I did not do any harm to that person physically.
但是在神的标准里头，用言语去伤害人，在神来看就是邪恶的。
But in the eyes of God, if we use words to hurt anyone, in his eyes, that is evil.
这就是为什么那个可拉一党的人，他们受到神那么严厉的处罚。
And that is why Korah and his group received very stern disciplines from God.
因为他们所作对的这个作对的对象是摩西跟亚伦。
Because they were going against Moses and Aaron.
而他们所主张的在神来看是不正确的，是错误的。
And what they were advocating was wrong in the eyes of God.
好，那敬畏神还有什么表现？
What are some other manifestations of fearing God?
好，我们请看箴言第三章第七节。
Let's turn to Proverbs chapter 3 verse 7.
箴言三章第七节。
Proverbs 3:7。
第七节，不要自以为有智慧，要敬畏神，远离恶事。
Do not be wise in your own eyes, fear the Lord and depart from evil.
好，这里告诉我们敬畏神的表现是远离恶事。
This verse tells us that to fear the Lord, we need to depart from evil.
那我们就需要来想，在怎样的情况之下，我们容易跟恶事有份。
So in under what circumstances would we have a part with evil?
因为我们必须要远离嘛。那你有份就不是远离，就不是敬畏神。
Because here it tells us we need to depart from evil. So if we have a part with evil, then we are not departing from evil.
所以我们要思考一下，在怎样的情况之下，我们会去沾染到恶事，就是跟恶事有份。
So we need to think about under what circumstances that we will have part with evil.
那再来进一步的，我们来思考，那如何来避免。
And we have to think about one step further, which is how do we avoid the, this from happening.
好，我们请看诗篇第一篇第一节。
Let us turn to Psalm 1:1.
诗篇第一篇第一节。
Proverbs 1:1.
不从恶人的计谋，不占罪人的道路，不坐亵慢人的座位。
Verse 1, blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful.
这里告诉我们有三种情形，我们可能会跟这个所谓的恶事有份。
This verse tells us that there might be three ways that we take part with evil.
所以他第一个讲，不要从恶人的计谋。
The first one is, do not walk in the counsel of the ungodly.
那我们可以应用到在这个所谓的思想方面。
We can apply this to our thoughts.
因为这个计谋通常是比较属于内心的，心里的计划，心里所想的。
Because of the word counsel here refers to our thoughts in the heart and the plans that we devise.
今天所谓恶人的计谋很容易的充斥在我们的生活里头。
Actually, the counsel of the ungodly are in our heart very often.
这种不敬畏神的人或者事情，总是在我们的生活环境里头。
Because the ungodly things and people are always surrounding us.
我不应该说今天了哈，应该是在人类的历史一直是这样的。
And this is always the case in the history of humankind.
好，我们看到创世纪第三章，这个蛇它怎么来引诱亚当跟夏娃。
In Genesis chapter 3, how does the serpent tempt Adam and Eve?
这个蛇它试着去改变夏娃的这种思想。
The serpent tries to change the way of thinking in Eve's mind.
夏娃在跟蛇的对话里头，他就被蛇的这种不好的思想呢侵入了他的思想里头。
In their conversation, the counsel of the serpent actually entered into the mind of Eve and changed her mind.
大卫的长子他为什么去做了犯了一件邪恶的事，做了一件邪恶的事情？
If we look at the life of the oldest son of David, why did he do such an evil act?
是谁给他的建议？
Who has given him such a counsel?
就是在他旁边的他的表兄弟给他的建议。
It was his cousin who gave him evil advice.
所以 这个人啊，这个他的这个表兄弟的想法啊，就进入了这个暗刃的思想里头。
So the counsel of the cousin of Amnon entered into his mind.
哦，那这种不好的思想就带给了暗刃错误的行为。
And this evil counsel actually brought about evil action to Amnon.
哦，所以今天我们很容易的接受到很多的资讯。
Today, informations can come into us very easily.
哦，那这个很多时候都跟我们的思想有关系。
They are affecting our minds and thoughts.
哦，那所以我们要好好的去过滤一下。
Therefore, we need to spend the time and effort to filter these information.
哦，我们应该要懂得分辨而来拒绝一些不对的思想。
Need to apply discernment to reject some of these information so we don't get affected.
哦，那甚至是很强烈的拒绝。
We have to strongly reject some of these ungodly concepts.
哦，那有时候这种错误的思想，它是一而再、再而三的要进入我们的生活里头。
And sometimes these ungodly concepts want to enter into our lives, not just once or twice, but many times.
哦，就好像创世纪里头说，这个约瑟的女主人呢，她不断的要来纠缠这个约瑟。
Just like for Joseph, his master's wife came to tempt him many, many times.
哦，那今天这个世界上不好的思想呢，也是类似这样子，不断的要来纠缠我们。
So today, in the same way, these ungodly concepts want to come into our lives like a wave and many, many times.
哦，所以我们要像约瑟那样子的，很坚定的，来拒绝。
So we need to learn from Joseph to reject these ungodly thoughts very steadfastly.
哦，所以不是所有的资讯都是好的。
So not all information today is good.
不是所有的文章都是值得参考的。
Not all articles are worthy for us to take in.
好，那诗篇第一篇第一节又讲到不要占罪人的道路。
In Psalm chapter 1 verse 1, the second point is we do not stand in the path of sinners.
今天在这个社会上有很多的所谓的主张或者立场。
Today in our society, there are a lot of things that people advocate.
常常人们说会问说，不是要你这么做，那你的立场是怎样？
The people will often ask you, where are you standing?
你是赞成还是反对？
Do you agree or disagree?
你赞成不一定说你也是这么做。
Just because you agree with it, you may not actually do it.
他说这只是一个你的立场是怎样。
We just want to know where you stand.
那其实很多事情是不合乎圣经的，是被扭曲的。
Actually, a lot of these things are against the teachings of the Bible.
那今天很多的说法是你可以不赞成，但是你要尊重。
Today, we are told that you can disagree with something, but you need to respect other people's opinions.
所以很容易被接受的就是我是站在尊重的立场。
So a lot of us would stand in the way of respect.
那所谓的尊重就是我不认为你是错的。
That means I don't think you are wrong.
只是我跟你不一样。
But I am different from you.
那其实这样子好，我们也很容易慢慢的被扭曲了。
But if we take the stance, then many times we might be going in the wrong path.
哦，所以跟道德有关系的哈，啊，这个不能够啊，站在这个错误的啊，不能够站在所谓尊重的这种立场。
So for something that is against God's teaching, we cannot take the stance of respecting wrong teachings.
啊，因为尊重久了之后啊，慢慢的你本来你认为你是不同意的啊，不赞成啊，不同就是说啊，否定的，慢慢你也会变，慢慢的人也会变成说啊，那也无所谓。
Because if you continuously respect and tolerate something that is wrong, then eventually you might slowly think that it is not a big deal and you might end up agreeing with it.
那第三个，不坐亵慢人的座位。
And thirdly, it says, do not sit in the seat of the scornful.
这个就当我们去笑话别人的那种说话或者是动作。
When we try to copy how people speak or what people do.
那这个已经是更严重了。
Then this would be a different level of walking in evil.
比如说20几年前哈，那个男性的同性恋者哈，他会戴耳环，我忘记是戴在左边还是右边。
Many years ago, for the gay people, they would wear earrings on one of the ears.
那是一种记号。
That was a sign.
那如果我们觉得很好奇啊，觉得好玩，我是男生啊，但是我也想戴耳环。
And so for someone who think this is very interesting and I also want to copy.
那你就有相同的啊，相同的动作。
And you copy their action.
那其实这个就也啊，就像这里所说的，你是在做这个亵慢人的座位。
Then in actuality, you're sitting in the seat of the scornful.
既然有相同的举止，慢慢的，我们会对神的标准呢，会不认同。
Because when you start to have similar actions, then those who are scornful, then slowly, gradually, you will start to disagree with the teachings of God.
你会渐渐的说，这是一个自由的社会，我要怎么装扮我自己，这是我的自由。
We start to argue that this is a free country. I have the right to adorn myself any way I want to.
你会甚至渐渐的抱怨说，教会怎么规矩那么多？我个人的生活，教会也要干涉我吗？
And gradually, we will start to complain against the church for having too many rules.And asking why the church is limiting my personal freedom.
不要以为说这只是年轻人的口气啊，有时候年纪大的人啊也会有这种口气。
Don't think that we only hear this kind of complaint from the mouth of the youth, but we often also hear the same from people who are older.
所以不要以为说啊，我是一个远离恶事的人，我是一个敬畏神的人。
So don't think that I'm a person who fear God and I depart from evil.
我们真的要对这些事情要好好的去评估一下。
Instead, we need to evaluate ourselves whether we truly fear God and truly are not walking in the path of evil.
我们来看一个圣经的例子，《民数记》十一章。
Let's look at an example in the Bible in Numbers chapter 11.
民数记十一章第四节
，verse 4。
第四节，他们中间的闲杂人大起贪欲的心，以色列人又哭嚎说：“谁给我们肉吃呢
？”verse 4。Now the mixed multitude who were among them yielded to intense craving, so the children of Israel also wept again and said, "Who will give us meat to eat?"
在这里讲到两种人。
Here it talks about there are two types of people.
一种叫做闲杂人。
The first type is called the mixed multitude.
另外一种人是神的百姓，以色列人。
The next type of people, they are the children of Israel, the people of God.
当时埃及是一个非常强大的国家。
At that time, Egypt was a very strong nation.
所以在他国家里头的所谓这个奴隶阶级啊，不只是这些以色列人，还包括了其他的人。
In Egypt culture, they had hierarchy, and there were not just the Israelites in the nation, but there are also other mixed multitude.
那现在以色列人可以出埃及了。
And now that the children of Israel actually exited Egypt.
那我们知道那是很庞大的一群人。
That was a very big group of people.
所以有一些。 不是以色列人，他们也跟着出来了。There
were some mixed multitude who also followed the Israelites.
就是这里所谓的这个闲杂的人。Which
we call them the mixed multitude.
那在这里说，他们每天都吃神所赐给他们的玛拿。And
at that time, they were eating the food that God has given them, which was manna.
其实在走旷野路，那个是。 最棒的食物
Actually, if we're walking in the wilderness, manna would be the best food to have.
只要吃玛拿，蛋白质、维生素、矿物质，什么都有。
Just eating manna, you can get all types of nutrients.
今天应该找不到这样的食物。
You cannot find a food like that nowadays.
这个多方便又多么的有功效。
Because manna was so efficient in many ways.
那第四节说，这些闲杂人他们起了贪欲的心。
Verse 4 tells us that these mixed multitude, they had intense craving.
他们没有为神所从天上降下来的食物来充满着感谢。They
were not filled with gratitude towards the food that God has rained down from heaven.
他们却 抱怨说今天是玛拿，明天还是玛拿，下礼拜还是玛拿。
Instead, they grumbled against God, saying that we eat manna today, tomorrow, and next week.
这个非常的都没有变化。
This is so boring. There's no changes and variety.
那他们抱怨呢，在第四节。 说以色列人也是又在那边哭嚎说谁给我们肉吃呢？
Because of that, so the children of Israel also wept and said, "Who will give us meat to eat?"
他们跟这些闲杂人的表现是一样。
So they had the same action as those who were the mixed multitude.
第六节。
Verse 6.
现在我们的心血枯竭了。 除了这玛拿以外，在我们眼前并没有别的东西。
But now our whole being is dried up. There is nothing at all except this manna before our eyes.
其实他们营养充足。
In fact, manna gave them enough nutrition.
他们应该长得比任何人都好。
I'm sure they are growing just fine.
他们绝对不会有那种偏食的人会缺乏。 某一方面的这个营养分。I'm
sure they will not be lacking any nutritions at all.
但是他们说我们的心血枯竭了。Yet
they said that our whole being is dried up.
这个真的是说不正确的话。That
is, that is something that is wrong.
其实他们活得比任何人都好。
Because in actuality, they're living a life much better than others.
那但是他们就跟这些闲杂人一样，起了这种贪欲、不满足的心。Yet
they had intense cravings, a heart of not being content, just like the mixed multitude.
所以事实上，社会里头总是充满着贪。
So in this society, we could see that greed is everywhere.
这个社会里头总是充满着这个不满足、不满于现在的情况。
We can also see that in this society, many people are not content with their situation.
我们如果稍不小心的话，我们真的我们的言行举止，我们的言论是会跟世界一样的。
If we're not watchful of ourselves, we find ourselves also just like the rest of the people in this world, we start to complain.
甚至会像这些以色列人，对神的恩典没有感谢，还抱怨。
Just like these children of Israel, not only were they not grateful towards God's grace, instead they complain and grumble against God.
这样神怎么可以认定你是敬畏他的？
So how can God see that you fear him if we have such action?
那所以呢，我们真的要努力的来远离恶事。
So we really need to spend more effort to depart from evil.
我们总是要存着感谢的心来珍惜神的教训。
And we always need to have a heart of gratitude to cherish the teachings of God.
总是珍惜神所让我们明白的这个救恩的道理。
We need to cherish the truth about salvation which God has given.
因为只有玛拿可以让他们走完这个旷野路。
Because only manna can help them to finish their journey in the wilderness.
只有这个，我们有些人认为很枯燥的这个得救的这些福音，才能够让我们真正的进入永生。
So only this truth that many of us think is very dry and boring can help us to finish our journey to heaven, to the heavens.
那我们怎么会去把它认为说很枯燥呢？
So why is it that we think God's gospel is so dry?
是谁教我们的？
Who taught us that?
有时候就是从这个世界来的。
It is from this world.
我们有些朋友说你敬拜神是好的。
Some of our friends may tell us that it is good for you to fear God.
但是你需要花那么多的时间在你的信仰上吗？
But do you really have to spend that much time in your faith?
你不觉得你的生活很单调很枯燥吗？
Don't you think that your lifestyle is so dry and boring?
你是不是应该像我们一样尝尝一些新鲜的好玩的这个有趣的。
Shouldn't you do what we're doing, which is so much more fun, and we're trying things that are new?
这样渐渐的，我们可能就会坐谢曼人的座位。
Slowly, gradually, we will sit in the seat of the scornful.
我们再请看箴言二十四章。
Let us turn to Proverbs chapter 24.
箴言二十四章二十一节
，Verse 21。
我儿，你要敬畏主与君王，不要与反复无常的人结交。
My son, fear the Lord and the King. Do not associate with those given to change.
二十二，因为他们的灾难必忽然而起，主与君王所施行的毁灭，谁能知道呢？
Verse 22, for their calamity will rise suddenly, and who knows the ruin those two can bring.
这两节在提醒我们，一个敬畏神的人，他不会跟这个所谓的恶人来有这个很密切、很深入的交往。
These two verses tell us that those who fear God will not have intimate relationship with the evil ones.
好，那我们明天才继续来做思考。
And we will continue to explain these two verses tomorrow.
好，我们现在一起默祷。
Now let's say a silent prayer together.
阿门。
阿门。
好，我们就结束。